response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Alicia Clanton. Now, California may be the heart of social media where the major firms are based, but new legislation is seeking to restrict social media access, particularly for minors, a bill looking at banning social media accounts for users under the age of 16. This debate, though, is ongoing. Alicia, talk about this bill and what it says and what some of the arguments are, first of all, in favor of it.
Yes, thanks for having me. So California, as you said, you know, is the home to Silicon Valley. It's the birthplace of social media. But this proposal is proposing to ban access of social media to minors. It's still early days on it in terms of what this cutoff age would be, but legislators are throwing around the age of 16. In terms of, you know, arguments for such a measure, you know, people are really concerned about the effects that these platforms can have on young people. There's mental health concerns. There's the idea of addiction that these algorithms really hook kids and keep them on their phones for hours. And Gavin Newsom, the governor who's a supporter of such a measure, is particularly worried about isolation, the idea that young people aren't, you know, socializing in person as much anymore.
Now, any time that you talk about restricting social media, it runs headlong into arguments about the First Amendment, and I imagine that is some of what the opponents might be talking about. But talk about how what they are saying about this.
Yeah, so free speech is a major concern, and it's often why such restrictions get knocked down in court when it's been tried in other states. The idea there is that in order to restrict teenagers and young people from these apps, you would have to verify how old the person is before they get on the app. So that could mean collecting, you know, a photo of a driver's license, government ID, even facial recognition. And to have to identify yourself that way before speaking on an app, some digital rights advocates say that that could chill the speech of people who can't really share their identity, like whistleblowers, activists, things like that.
I was going to ask you just technically how it works, and you've touched on that, that there may be some sort of verification mechanism, but do we know what companies are thinking about and what the legislation envisions?
Right. So not yet for California. It's still early days on this proposal. But if we take the example from Australia, which this is inspired by and where a minor ban is already a law, they have put the onus on the social media companies to do the age verification. And that often means using technology, maybe third-party apps, to collect government IDs, to collect biometrics, so face recognition, for example, to distinguish who's a teenager and who is not.
And what have the companies said? Are they going to support this? Are they going to fight back? What are we hearing?
So the companies did not respond for comment, but a trade group that represents a lot of these apps also would not share, you know, if they would sue. But they've made arguments just generally against these kinds of measures. Especially, you know, talking about the free speech argument, they make the point that a lot of these apps have tools that parents can use to make the platform safer for their kids. So states should maybe focus on educating parents and giving them resources on how to use those tools and encourage healthier screen time habits.
That is Bloomberg's Alicia Clanton. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays, 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.